Hello to everyone, and thank you for joining today. I'm Isabella, PhD student at the University of Ottawa Heart Institute. And today, our special episode will be with Dr. Sarah Vasconcelos. Hi, Dr. Sarah.
Hi.
Thank you for coming here today. So Dr. Vasconcelos received her PhD degree from the Universidade do Estado do Rio de Janeiro in 2006, followed by a postdoctoral training at the University of Louisville and the University of Toronto. She was recruited to the Toronto General Hospital Research Institute in 2012, where she's currently a senior scientist in the Division of Clinical Research and an associate professor in the Institute of Biomedical Engineering at the University of Toronto. Her research program focuses on utilizing and developing tissue engineering approach to address cardiovascular problems. So, welcome again. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Dr. Sarah, your lab has been making important discoveries in regenerative medicine, like cell replacement therapies, which means using cells to regenerate organs after damage caused by various diseases. Can you share a little bit about your research investigating the use of cell therapy in heart disease specifically?
Yeah, sure. So my lab has been interested in how to support the transplantation of cardiomyocytes, that are the contractile cells of the heart, to improve heart function after a heart attack or a simulated heart attack in small animal models. So to do that, we've been trying to build blood vessels and transplant these blood vessels with the cardiomyocytes so we can get access to blood and oxygen and nutrients really fast so these cells can survive compared to a situation where they're just transplanted into that scar tissue that's formed after the heart attack, where the cells really have a hard time surviving. So basically what we're doing is we're recycling blood vessels from an organ that we don't need to survive, which is the fat, and putting them into the heart.
Wow, amazing. Thank you for sharing. So speaking of cells, and knowing that you've also been investigating diabetes type 1, which is characterized by the destruction of beta cells, what can you tell about the challenge to develop an effective treatment for diabetes? So are we making progress?
Yeah, so it's actually really exciting. So the issue with diabetes is, except for the retina, we have a really hard time growing new blood vessels. So, already it is enough to grow blood vessels in ischemic places, such as the heart after heart attack. But with the high glucose levels in diabetes, the vessels really don't like to grow. So it is a challenge when you're trying to transplant human islets or even beta cells derived from stem cells and getting them to survive in large enough numbers, right? So we're using similar approaches to the heart to try to increase survival of these cells. And actually the field as a whole, so we don't do the cell differentiation, right? That's our collaborator, Dr. Christina Nostra, that does that. But it really has been moving really fast. And there's now clinical trials with transplantation of these cells that have been have very interesting results so far. So it's really exciting to be able to see 100 years after the discovery of insulin right here in Canada that we can make this progress and helping advance a potential cure for the disease.
Right? Yeah, that's extremely exciting. Well, let's wait for your good news in the near future.
Yes.
And also your group has recently published the paper entitled Modeling Heart Disease on a Chip, Advantage and Future Opportunities in Circulation Research. So congratulations on
Thank
that. Could you please tell me what is the heart on a chip technology and what advancements should we expect from this emerging field?
So the heart-on-a-chip technologies really came to fulfill a need where we're testing, either creating models of disease or testing drugs in human cells. And this is particularly important for the heart because the cardiomyocytes in humans are very different than in the small animal models we used in the lab. So quite often you have drugs that are recalled from the market or don't have the effectiveness that it's expected of them because, you know, they were tested in animals, they showed good results, but they don't work the same in humans. So they came to fill in this niche where, you know, you could screen some of those drugs in small tissues that are comprised of cardiomyocytes and perhaps other cells in vitro in a small device that often you can assess force. So it's like you have a little beating tissue that looks like, you know, a beating heart, where you can, you know, assess if drugs are causing damage and then not letting it beat well, or if it's improving after you created a disease model. So it's a very exciting area of research, particularly because some people have shown that you can only manifest some aspects of certain diseases in vitro when you use these more complex models that are 3D and you know, we can measure force and provide other cells as well, as compared to monolayers, for instance.
Oh, this is just fantastic. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So my last question today is dedicated to your journey. So considering your vast national and international experience, your journey to become a senior scientist here in Canada, what advice would you give to young scientists that are just starting their careers?
That's a tough question. There are things you can control and there are things you cannot. A lot of it related to research, you know, there's a little bit of luck that goes with it. So focus on what you can control. The research you're doing, is it exciting? Is it filling a gap that's really important? Focus on those things and forget about the rest. Of course, if you don't do good research and you don't write good grants, you're not going to get funded. But even if you do, there's no guarantees. So don't try to worry about things you cannot control. Just try to focus on, you know, really what you can do and try to do your best. And then surround yourself with people that support you and can mentor you on different aspects of research. It's not just about the research and being in the lab and doing experiments. It's nice to have, you know, support to guide you through your career too.
Oh, that's a really great advice. Thank you. And I can definitely use for myself. So this concludes our interview today. I would like to thank you, Dr. Sarah Vasconcelos, for being here today with us. And I would like to thank you too for joining us for this special episode. So please subscribe to our channels. And on behalf of the whole Beats Research Radio, thank you very much.
Thank you.